Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by gamers for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
So, today, I have kind of an interesting little topic. Why don't you tell us a little about what you want to talk about?
Well, ever since the success of Deadpool, the buzzword in Hollywood has been R-rated. Mm-hmm. This show is going to be R-rated. This movie is going to be R-rated. Whatever. I can see that this is going to... Well, I'm thinking this is going to spill over into other media, like video games. And is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I know video games has already had plenty of mature-themed games. You know, Grand Theft Auto and Mass Effect Andromeda, which, like you said, was pretty much softcore porn. Well, is this going to become more prevalent? And if so, is it a good thing?
Well, personally, I think it is a good thing.
Well, I agree.
Most gamers,
it has to be done right, though.
Sure, but most gamers, the average gamer is like around 35 years old?
Yeah, probably.
And we're just getting older. There's more and more of us out there that are still gaming, and I'm sorry, I don't need my video games getting nerfed on their content just so they can be sold to teens. Looking at you, Carbine! Fucking, it's like, Wildstar, and they're, you know, leveling up, where it used to be, you know, oh, fucking great, or whatever, and they beeped it. Why would you do that?
That was the best part about it.
It was so awesome in beta. And then?
Hell yeah!
Yeah, and then they freaking just cut that. Because, oh, we want to be able to sell it to the teens. Wouldn't want to offend their mom.
That was one of the main reasons I didn't buy it.
Yeah. I still bought it. Paid for a year of subscription for that game. Never again. Nope. Sorry. Not just because of that, but that is a major contributing factor to it, because it basically, they stuck a knife in the way the game was portrayed to us in beta. They said it was going to be so cool. All this, you know, they didn't care about the language. It was awesome. It was fun. It was just in your face. And then let's beep it.
Well, another thing I'd like to just do away with. Yes, I know they have profanity filters. So you can cuss all you want, and the profanity filter is going to catch, and it's going to exit out or whatever. But just, let's make a game where everybody's adult, and if there's titties hanging out, great. You know, you don't have to go as far as Age of Conan did with the Dong Schleider.
No, actually, that was
the Conan Legends or whatever the hell.
Conan Unchained, or I don't know what they called it. It was their single it was Secret World Legends compared to the Secret World. It was what they did to the Age of Conan.
But yeah, neutering everybody's it. Running around with dicks hanging down to their to the ground. Yay! That's not the idea we're trying to portray here. I'd like to see some actual, you know, good mature-rated games. Well, if it's the coming thing, let's see it. Come on, let's do it. But do it right. Let's not have all this. Oh God, they're just pisses me off, because you just know they're gonna have something and it's gonna be so far over the top that it's going to be nothing more than just lurkers and people rubbing up against each other. There's not going to be anything else.
Or they'll do like they did with Wildstar and say it's going to be, oh, so edgy and oh, so great, and neuter it. Yeah. You know, honestly, I know it's not a game that's alive anymore, but I will give Funcom this. They didn't pull punches with the Secret World. That is a mature title. They didn't slink away from foul language. But they didn't throw it out there extraneously either. They didn't make it we're just going to throw fucks here and fucks there. Everyone gets a fuck. Fuck for you and a fuck for you and a fuck for you too. Although I have a fuck you for Funcom, but hey, that's beside the point. The point is, they used the language in an appropriate manner, and it fit with the story. It was basically made people sound real, made the NPCs sound like real people, because real people talk that way. I'm real. I say fuck all the time.
Yeah, but nobody listens.
Yeah, nobody. You'd be surprised. Anyway, point is, you don't want to look at the stats on the show. It's this is the most popular show I've ever had. Ever.
That's just sad.
It is! Oh my god! What the hell happened to you people? Anyway, point is, it's a game that doesn't use sex to sell. It doesn't, but it is clearly mature rated for violence, language, and whatnot. And, you know, the horror content. And it works. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It worked. Maybe, people will say, well, Secret World Legends carries that on. Good, good, good. Wait till they neuter that because it's free to play and they want the kids to play. Hey, kids, get your credit card and buy stuff on our store. Fucking Funcom. Please say something so I can... I have to have a drink.
Again, Funcom drove him to drink. No, but there's got to be some kind of mid-ground. You don't have to have the hardcore erotic nonsense that's, okay, appropriate in some cases, but not all throughout the game. I'd like to see, you know...
You mean Age of Titties?
Well, that wasn't that bad, really.
No, it was pretty bad.
It's just, I'd like to see a game. Personally, I'd like to see a science fiction game where, you know, you've got all these worlds to explore, and each one has its own flavor, and some cultures are topless, you know? And then there's the other ones where they're very puritanical, you know? Just, I'd like to see I'd like to see an R-rated game that was actually good, that made good use of the R material.
Well, mature here and for the ESRB.
Yes. But
still, you probably want to check out Mass Effect Andromeda, sir.
I don't care for that type of game.
I'm just saying,
I'm not a first-person shooter type player.
It's more of a third person, but that's not the point. And I've just watched videos on it. I haven't played it because I'm, again, not a third-person shooter type of player. But it does have a lot of that content you're looking for. And, okay, I know they're not making any new ones anytime soon, but it has helped BioWare, for all their faults, we got to admit, they make one hell of a single-player game, do they not?
I never complained about their
single-player. Their single-player role-playing games are insanely good. And they usually have very explicit sexual situations in them. Even same-sex situations, they've gone to that in the last few years. They didn't originally, but like with Star Wars, the Old mm-hmm. Republic. They've got that going on now, and so they're not shying away from mature themes there. I think that's great. Will yeah. more companies get on that? I don't think so. And it all comes down to the almighty dollar. They want kids to be able to play their games. They feel like if they go mature, they won't be able to have those kids play their games.
But as a gamer, what is one of the worst players to run across?
Oh, kids! No offense, kids, but you suck!
Not because you have reflexes.
No, it's not the skill thing at all.
Because I don't PvP, so your reflexes don't mean dick to me.
Nope.
It's your attitude.
Oh my god, yes.
You suck.
Oh, horrible. Horrible. I know somebody tangentially through a former coworker at work who works for Microsoft. He was one of the people that would actually be on Xbox Live and would deal with the kids and the horrible people on there. And it was 8 hours of torture every day going there and dealing with scumbag after scumbag after scumbag. And that's why I think y'all suck. And it's not just kids. It's the bros. It's, you know,
there are a lot of people gamers. Who suck.
Let's just say younger gamers.
But some of the worst, you have to admit, are the early teens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 16 and under.
So why are they trying to sell games to these kids?
Because they have money.
But the majority of gamers are you know, 30 plus, and we've got more money.
And we're willing to spend it.
Oh, yeah. I happily, I don't even think about it. Oh, my subscription's due for World of Warcraft? I don't know until it shows up on my credit card bill. I've had multiple subscriptions going on at the same time. Oh, hell, Pokemon Go! Pokemon Go! I will just drop 20, 50 bucks on coins on it because I felt like it. I wanted to have fun with it. You know how much money I've spent on Lord of the Rings Online?
I wouldn't spend any money on it.
My wife and I, just for a gift, would go, hey, you want $100 worth of coins? I won $100 worth of turbine points back when they were called that. Merry Christmas. Here's $100 worth of points you can put on your car, on your account. And she'd give me that too. $200 just between the two of us. Just because we wanted to. Just for the fun of it. Is some 16-year-old kid going to be able to do that?
No.
No. We're the whales. Most of these games are going free to play, are they not?
Yeah.
Most of these games have microtransactions, do they not?
Mm-hmm.
They live for whales. And they'll say, well, you know, what about the rich kids or the kids that have money that their parents don't care? They'll get them a credit card. They just pay the bill and they let them spend money.
The lion's share of those are playing their Xbox.
How many of those kids exist?
No, the ones that do, they play Xbox or their PlayStations or whatever.
Well, that's fine.
They're not PC gamers for the most part.
They are not Master Race. That's true. Even if they were, though, there's not a lot of them compared to the rest of us. It's like saying that, oh, we should cater just to Raiders because they're awesome. No, and they're also a fraction of your player base. Cater to the people that have the money and are the majority of your players. You know, the mature players. Not that I'm overly mature.
Well, I spend money on Lord of the Rings.
Come on. I haven't recently. Like I said, it was back when it was Turbine. But I do plan to buy Lotro points for one reason. Because Standing Stone Games is awesome. They're not Turbine.
Well, I'm glad you're happy.
I'll throw some money at them.
But it does make a point. The people who do have the money are the more mature players. The ones who've played for a long time.
Yeah, and we're saying, I should say, mature in this case does not mean emotional maturity. We're talking physical maturity. We're talking we can legally drink.
And we choose to spend our money on games instead of at a bar.
Yes. Because we're not...
We're antisocial.
Yeah.
People suck.
Well, no, people don't suck. People are perfectly fine when I'm able to chat with them in a chat box, as long as they're leaving me alone while I'm questing in Lotra. You know, I'm doing my thing. Go away, you go do your thing over there. When I'm done, you can come over here and you can do your thing. Leave me alone. I don't want you coming around. Stop killing my monsters! Just saying.
There's a game that doesn't have that issue.
And that is?
Guild Wars.
No, it really does.
No.
There's people freaking everywhere. I don't want to be around other people.
Yes, but if you...
I'm playing an MMO.
If you attack a monster...
Not to be around people.
And they attack it, you both get credit. You both get rewards.
I'm not saying I don't get credit. We do get credit. It does count towards my quest. I just don't want them around me.
Well,
he's all sending me messages, sending me to chat. I'm in a region recently, and I was, you know, recording an episode for my show. I'm trying to do this thing, and I'm getting ding. There's a private message. Ding. There's another private message that he's being nice and saying hi because, hey, you want a quest with me? I'm off doing this, and I'm off doing that. And I responded back, I'm recording a show for YouTube. Leave me alone. Well, I was nicer about that, but he realized he's going to go over there and kill those elites, and I'll go over there and kill those orcs, and we'll be fine.
Well, you're also talking about a game with very few people in it, so they're desperate for attention. They want someone to game with.
As I named the next episode, it was Grand Central Aurigian that night. It was a freaking Monday morning, and there was people everywhere in Aurigian. Of all places.
Maybe the MMOs are making a resurgence.
Well, Lord of the Rings Online is anyway. Sure, it's real small. Granted, it's still real small, but it's doing better than WildStar. Probably doing better than Rift. I would say it's doing better than EVE Online, I know that much. There's people all over the place in this game. Why? Because Standing Stone Games took over and we hated Turbine. Now Turbine's not in running things. So, yeah. I'm not really fitting with the whole mature thing right now.
Not really.
Not really.
We've gotten off on a tangent.
We have again, but that's what we do.
But there isn't a whole lot to talk about. We want better, more mature games. And we're probably never going to get it. So, toss another quarter into the wishing well.
No, we will get more mature games.
That's obvious.
I mean,
but are they going to be good?
It all depends on the companies involved. I mean, you've got what's the company behind The Witcher? Is it Project Red or something like that?
Something like that.
They do a fantastic job with mature content.
Yes.
And I'm really looking forward to Cyberpunk 2077. Oh my god. That should be great. You've of course got BioWare. They've got it down to a science. If EA would get out of their way. And you've got other companies that can do it too. It is kind of an incestual industry. Video games. You've got guys that work for this company, then they'll go work for that company and go work for that company, whatever. And over time, these ideas will spread and these developers will spread out so that more companies will start doing mature content as well. My problem is, though, it's like Hollywood. They'll get an idea stuck in their head. For example, that comic book based movies are basically doomed to failure. And for years, they wouldn't put any money or interest in making a good superhero movie. You had very few of them until Batman 1989 came out. I mean, sure, you'd had Superman before that, but there was a lot of stinkers out there too. And Batman started to turn things around. And yes, the later ones in the series, not good. The first couple, though, were great. And that led to the Nolan Batman series.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Marvel kick into things, you know, and you had the original first two of the original Spider-Man trilogy. Even one of the X-Men films was pretty good.
Well, the first one was good.
And the second one was better. Third one? No. But the point is, hey, you know what? The original Iron Man's the only good one of the three.
I didn't care for number two, but
number two was horrid. Isn't a good, you know, a description of.
It was worth watching.
He's a better character in other people's movies, or the Avengers, but that's neither here nor there. We're getting off topic. My point being here, though, is that eventually, the movie industry went, you know what? These superhero movies can actually not only be good. They can be great. And they've actually started putting time and effort into them. Okay, Warner Brothers is at least trying to do that. Sometimes they still get caught up on themselves, you know, like with Suicide Squad. But they're trying. And they have improved. And it will get better over time. And of course, you got Marvel, and you've got other companies that are going to be making superhero.
Sony.
Well, yeah, the point is, there's other people, other companies out there, and they're putting effort into it because they know it's a cash cow. Eventually, video game developers will go, you know, maybe we can just go back to making mature games and not worry about the kids no more. We'll go actually, you know, because they're probably going to buy our stuff anyway. If it upsets mom and dad, don't care. They can fight Steam for a freaking refund. We'll still have made a good quality content, a game we're proud of, that has mature, solid, adult themes in them. Not for gratuitous nature, just because it tells a better story. And in the end, isn't that what they want? To have a better game? Is to have a great story in it?
Well, you'd hope so, but
I'm not saying you got to have titties and beer just in a game just to make it interesting, just to make it a good story. But having adult themes as opposed to being whitewashed?
Well, the problem is you're still going to run across those people who their idea of a mature game is nothing but sex, violence, and, you know, language.
Oh, well, Grand Theft series is right over there. Enjoy. There's always going to be those games that will cater to those people. And then there's going to be games like The Witcher. There's going to be games like Mass Effect. There's going to be games like, I hate to say it, Star Wars The Old Republic, that will cater to a more refined palate. That aren't going to do the gratuitous. Sure, there's some gratuitous in there. But, for the most part, it's just mature themes for a good story. I mean, sure, you're getting some sex, but you're going to get sex scenes in a movie, too. And in a book. On television. Have you seen some Game of Thrones? That's pretty freaking good, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
But it has to be done right for it to be good.
Exactly. And there's going to be bad, mature games that come out. There will. But I think over time, the good ones will start to weed out the bad ones. And the teens can enjoy their Switch. And they can enjoy their Mario Kart. I'll enjoy it too. Fun game. Don't need no fucking in my Mario Kart. I'm okay with that. But would Witcher be the same without its mature themes? No. Would it be nearly as popular without the mature themes?
Probably not.
Without the sex and the violence.
Well, and one of my friends, when she...
You have friends?
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
But she spent a lot of time playing the Mass Effect, the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Went back through, started all over, and played them for the purpose of banging every major character in all three games.
Well, that's quite the goal.
And as far as I know, she succeeded. Beat all three games and banged every character she wanted.
Replayability, just to whore it up.
Damn awesome. Right. But she had fun.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
I don't think that was the only reason she was redoing it. She was trying to get certain outcomes. She wanted certain characters to survive, where when she played it through the first time, she did something wrong and that character she cared about died.
Ah.
So she was playing through to also, you know, try and get certain outcomes. Which, again, leads to a lot of replayability, because unless you go online and find out exactly how you have to do it, it's kind of a crapshoot.
Right.
Because your the way you behave affects things down the line.
Right. And that basically just lends itself to the argument that there should be much more mature games because of the replayability. I mean, come on. How many times are you going to play through Mario World? You know, or Super Mario Brothers 3 or whatever?
I don't know. Christopher's played through Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 repeatedly.
Right, because they're fun. But you're not getting anything new out of the experience.
No, he just does it faster. Because once he's got it memorized,
now you're speed running,
blowing through the game.
That's the only thing that you got, though. Uh-huh. That's the only thing you've got. With a mature, deep story, you've got a hell of a lot more. So I think, really, this is going to be the new norm in time.
I hope so.
It's just going to take time to get there. And for the industry to man up and be willing to take those steps.
Well, what has to happen is the FCC has to just fuck the hell off.
Well, luckily the FCC has nothing to do with the video games.
Well, you know what I mean. The
ESRB.
Yes. They need to just blow it out their ass and just let gamers or let game companies start developing games.
I mean, they already self-police, basically, through the ESRB, even to the point where Funcom, slapped adult only on Age of Conan, and rightly so. It's not to be sold to anyone under the age of 18. Well, now it's not sold, it's free to play, but still, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You gotta be old enough to get your titties and beer. Anyway, that's probably enough, don't you think?
Well, we've beaten this horse to death.
Oh, yeah. That's what we do, though. It's down. Might as well kick it some. And if I said that in front of my wife, she'd slap me. She loves horses. Regardless, any final thoughts?
Nothing I can say on the air.
Yes, unfortunately, we actually have to answer to somebody at some point, unlike video game companies. So, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Beolus.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.